The goal is to keep asking yourself the question why until you can't ask the question why anymore, and you are at the base, deep level of why somebody would want to do something that you're asking them to do. Sign up for something for free, buy a paid offer, and I can almost guarantee that every single one of you will find opportunity in your messaging if you go do this exercise today. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 622. Hello, my friends. Happy April. I can't believe we're in Q2, and I just feel like it's going to be a good next 3 months. We have the solar eclipse coming, which is super cool. Where I am in Austin, it's going to be totality, so 100%, and I'm excited. There's no school. It's like a whole thing here. I think because they're anticipating a lot of people will travel here to be able to see it. So I'm excited for that. I just got back from Greece, which was so much fun and exhausting. I was only there with you take out travel for 5 full days. So like the 24 hours of travel plus turning around the time and then doing it again, it was a lot, but it was an amazing, amazing trip. So much fun. I forgot how much I love Europe. I haven't been in a while. And I'm like, can I now go there for like 2 months? Because I love it. All right. So today's podcast is really a simple one. And I was inspired to record this after some of my conversations in Greece with other female entrepreneurs. And we did some hot seats and different sessions. And of course, I always jump in on the marketing stuff. And it always gives me content ideas because it shows me where people need the most support. And so this is something that I said to one of the girls there as we were working on messaging for something she has. And I just think it's a really good, simple reminder for everything in our marketing. So I think you're going to get a lot of value out of this and go back to your marketing today and literally get ideas of how you could say things better. So whenever I talk about messaging or I am coming up with ideas around messaging, you really can break down the three categories that everything relates to into these three things. And I actually didn't come up with this. I heard this, 8 years ago from Russell Brunson, but I don't know if he's the originator of this, and it just makes it really simple. So everything we create in our marketing and the outcome that we're trying to give somebody, whether it's a free webinar, a podcast topic, your actual paid offer, it doesn't matter. Anything you are putting out there and the reason why somebody would want to take the action, consume it, or buy the offer comes down to these three categories: health, relationships, and wealth. We can boil down our human desires into those three categories pretty much always. So what this means is when you are looking at the messaging of a webinar or the messaging around your offer, this was the process I was taking one of the girls through was, okay, you have this offer that you want to put out. Tell me what I will be able to do if I buy this offer and go through it. What will I either be able to know, be, or do? What's the outcome? What's the promise? Now, you hear me talk about this a lot. I'm always like, what's the outcome? Like I bring that back in everything related to your marketing. But a lot of times what happens is people come back with the outcome and it's not really what somebody wants. Like it is, but it's not the way that they would say it, and it's not connected to their true desires. So if you think about, you know, your free lead gen or your paid offer, if I were to ask you today, what is the outcome? What is the promise? Why do I want this? And what would I be able to know, be, or do after buying it and using it or signing up for the webinar, whatever it is? And if your answer back is not baseline, as clear as you can get, related to a desire or a problem that I have in one of these three categories, you can go deeper. So is it health? Is it relationships? Or is it wealth? Typically, your business falls in one of these categories. So for me, most of the time, the outcomes and the promises that I have are related to wealth, right? I can bring it back to at the baseline foundation of what I am able to do in everything I create, from my podcast to my free trainings to my free challenge to my paid offers, is make you more money, wealth, right? And so there's different ways that we can say that. There's different ways that we can address that. There's different maybe problems that get in the way of that. But at the foundational baseline level, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you strategies, tactics, tools, entire programs, and a service to make you more money, right? And so if I'm super clear on that, then my messaging will be so clear. Because then I can make sure when I look at a webinar opt-in page, or I look at my sales page, or I look at our application page, or I look at sales emails, that even though I'm not saying directly, this will make you more money, because that would get really old if that's all that I said, I'm still maintaining the promise and the clarity around, if you do this, you will make more money, right? So first of all, I would define, what category is your business in? Health, relationships, or wealth? That's pretty simple, okay? Now, when you go look at your messaging, do you feel that it is clear in every part of your messaging? Like if I read a page, if I read an email, if I listened to your podcast, whatever it is, if I watched your webinar, would I feel confident and clear in the fact that you would either make me more money, improve my relationships, or improve my health? Like, is that subtly infused into everything you do? That's the first part. The next thing is, in all of your messaging, so whenever you have something specific that you want someone to take action on, so that can be a free offer or your paid offer, you have to get very, very clear about the outcome and using their language. And so an exercise that I do all the time is, if you have like a headline or even a main, like a subheadline description of your offer or of your free webinar, I read it back in the form of someone saying, I want, and then I read it. So if it's like, I want to up-level my communication with my husband, like would somebody say that? I don't know, probably not. Like that's not really how they would talk. That one is like close, but you get where I'm going, that sometimes we use these big complicated words or we try to make it more fancy how we say something. And I want you to do the exercise of reading it back as if you were your ideal customer and just saying, I want, and then read the sentence. And if you're like, okay, nobody would say that, then you need to change the language. You need to get more clear. And so today, an exercise you can do is first define out of the three categories what your business falls under. Then kind of take inventory. If I were to go look at all of my different assets as it relates to my marketing, is there a subtle, clear message that everything I do is going to improve their health or improve their relationships or wealth, make them more money? Because that's important. Then the specific things that you have in your marketing, the free webinar, the free challenge, the free lead gen, the actual paid offer, signing up for a call, all those things, is the outcome very, very clear about if you do that, you will get this. You will have this. You will get clarity around this. And is that in their own language? Almost every single time somebody's answer to me around this, I go a layer deeper. So somebody will say back to me, here's an example. Somebody said back to me recently around this. They said, oh, well, my offer helps someone find their truth. Okay. It's not a bad thing. I'm sure that it does. But what does that mean? Why do I want to find my truth? Why do I want to connect back to myself? Why do I want to have that connection? What is that going to do for me? Okay, now we can look at, well, if you have that, you have alignment, then you're not going to be burnt out. then you're probably going to make more money because the actions you take just make sense and you're not following somebody else. But do you see how if we just said, hey, sign up for this webinar where I'm going to help you connect and find your truth? Like, I don't think a lot of people, maybe some, but I don't think a lot of people say, like, I want to find my truth. There's a deeper layer, right? If I said to you, hey, come to this training and I will help you create your Facebook ad strategy. That one's pretty good, but even then, why do you want a Facebook ad strategy? Right? There's a reason why you want it. The Facebook ad strategy equals something to you. It equals more leads, more sales, more money. Right? So if I just say, hey, come to this training where I will help you with your Facebook ad strategy, that's not necessarily bad because that one is pretty specific, but there is, I can go a layer deeper. So keep asking the question, why? Why? Okay, my answer to the outcome you will have if you sign up for this training or you buy this offer is X. Why does that matter? Okay, why does that matter? And what you'll find is you'll get to the foundational level of why somebody wants something, and it always has to do with health, relationships, or wealth, right? And there are sometimes like my overall business addresses the wealth and making more money, but I'm able to bring in things like, hey, if you have an automated marketing strategy, then one of the benefits to that is you're not going to be burnt out and not present in your business. Your relationships will improve. Your health will improve, right? So I can actually bring some of that in, even though the core promise is wealth for my personal business. But the goal is to keep asking yourself the question why until you can't ask the question why anymore and you are at the base, deep level of why somebody would want to do something that you're asking them to do. Sign up for something for free, buy a paid offer. And I can almost guarantee that every single one of you will find opportunity in your messaging if you go do this exercise today. The goal is to get so deep. And it doesn't really take that long, but to get so deep that there is no more why. You've gotten to the base foundation and it's never complicated. Like, our desires are not complicated as humans. Again, we want to make more money, we want to be healthy, and we want to have great relationships. That's it. There's different ways to say that. There's different ways that this comes into play, but those are our desires. So if you're saying something that's like in the middle of that, like I want to connect to my truth, or even if you look at health and you're like, oh, well, the outcome is that you would be able to have a diet that you're clear on. Well, why do I want to do that? Because I want to lose weight, right? Because I want to feel better, because I want more energy. There's a layer deeper almost always that most people are missing in their messaging. Go do this exercise today and it'll make you more money, I promise. Messaging is so important, and sometimes we are not clear on it ourselves. And so talking it out is very helpful. Like, this is something that we do with clients and something I do with my mastermind members, is getting to that baseline root desire or root problem that we're solving. And sometimes the only way to do that is to actually talk it out and then kind of look back on it and say, okay, is this what my ideal customer would say? So I know this was a short one today, but pretty powerful, simple, simple concept that will make you a lot of money. You see that, you guys? It's going to make you a lot of money. It really will if you implement this. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you on Thursday. Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.